Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. As promised, we are recording the show today. It is actually New Year's Eve in Bimini. I know it's a few days later for you folks back at home, but just hang with us because we're going to give you a little glimpse of what it's like to spend the holiday in the Bahamas with the dive god. He's with me right now. Neil Watson, how are you, buddy?
Yes, I am great, Gregory. I can't wait for tonight.
Yes, you know, it's a good time as always. This is our third annual New Year's Eve bash with the dive god. This time we're at the Bimini Sands in Bimini. Hanging out. This is kind of like the pregame warm-up for tonight's festivities, right?
I know. I can't believe it. The third year, and I've noticed that your hair is turning gray and mine's turning loose.
That's okay. It really doesn't affect us much when it comes to what you have to do here in the Bahamas, which is just kick back, lay back, and blow out 2012 in style. And that's what we're doing, right?
We are doing it. This is the place to do it. Tonight is going to be outrageous.
It is. And we're going to have all the play-by-play for you over the next couple hours. So stick around. We got a lot to share with you. We're going to talk about some of the amenities they have here at the Bimini Sands Resort in Bimini, of course, and talk about some of the dive sites as well eventually. We'll get through that once the festivities die down just a bit. But along for the ride, I have Captain Keith from my Just Plain Radio show. He was nice enough to pilot us over there. We're going to talk to him in just a bit. He's our designated flyer, driver, and drinker. No, he drinks water.
That's true.
We've come with a chaperone. Because, you know, you put Neil and Scuba Radio together.
Which we need.
Yes. Well, and it's not really just for me and Neil. It's really for Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, because we brought her along, and Neil brought his Better Half Hills. They're both from Brazil. They're both probably bikini swimsuit models, right, Hilza?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're on the radio.
Yes, no, that's a yes. In Portuguese, that means yes, right, Kelly?
Means yes. Sim.
Sim. Right. I've seen that, too. So, anyway, so are you excited? Are you having fun so far?
Yes, I'm having a blast here, especially with Hilza. She's amazing.
That's me. Hello.
Yes. Yeah, so we have Hilza and Kelly from Brazil.
And right now, we're drinking Prosecco. Cheers, everybody.
Yeah, Happy New Year. And Prosecco is like a...
champagne. You can call it champagne.
Champagne. So is that going to be your drink of choice to blow out 2012?
Yes.
So is that like tequila?
Not really.
No, I don't know why. It doesn't make your clothes come off. Or it turns you into a mermaid at midnight.
Yeah, maybe you'll turn me as a mermaid at midnight. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. We have a mermaid outfit for Kelly, so who knows, Neil? What do you think?
Did you bring one for me?
Well, when she's done with it, or you could go first. I don't know. We'll have to see how that goes. It probably depends on how potent this Prosecco is, or whatever it's called.
Prosecco.
What'd I say?
You said Prosecco. It's Prosecco.
Exactly. Whatever. I don't know.
Speak English, Hilda.
Italiano, italiano. You gotta, you tiene che parlare italiano. Prosecco is a vino italiano.
Yeah, and I see Hilza is like a restaurateur, wine aficionado. She like feeds the stars. And she knows her stuff. So we might be enlightened a little bit over the next couple hours.
Actually, I am drinking my absolute favorite wine in the world right now. It's red and free.
There you go. Yeah, the folks here at the Bimini Sands have been nice to hook us up for the festivities for New Year's Eve. They got this big blowout, a live band, the setting out on the beach on the southern end of Bimini here is to die for. The view is spectacular. We're getting ready to head over there here in just a bit. The band will fire up. They got a food spread that I hear is second to none. I've seen the fireworks from a boat the last couple of years. This time we're going to be literally right next to them.
Ground zero. We'll be right there.
Yeah. So, and evidently, like, you know, it's crazy fireworks here. They don't have any laws or something you have to abide by when they shoot fireworks off. And supposedly, there's a situation where they shoot the fireworks and skip them off the water. Is that true, Neil?
That's what they say they're going
to
do.
It's like skipping stones, but it happens to be some, like, you know, 12-inch mortar or something. Yeah. I don't know what's going to... It will be fun.
The rule is, if you're too close, run.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
Other than that, exactly. In the States, you got to be, you know, they do it way offshore with barges and stuff. Here, they don't care.
Right. So everybody has a, you know, a very nice view of the fireworks display that kicks off about 11:30 and obviously culminates at midnight with a countdown, the whole spiel. And we're going to be there. We're going to cover it. We're going to talk to a lot of the folks that run the operation here, the Bimini Sands in the Bahamas, and talk to a lot of friends. Walt DeMartini is here. Who knows who we're going to run into? Because this is kind of like a magnet for diving celebs from South Florida, especially in the Keys, that come over here and celebrate New Year's Eve, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be a interesting group of people tonight.
Yeah, and let's not forget the main focus of why we're over here, which is obviously to celebrate. But the other focus is to celebrate the fact that Neil Watson has come full circle and is coming back with a dive operation in South Bimini. This has been a long time coming, right, Neil?
Well, considering that my son that's going to run it was born when I was living here, and he's 32 years old now, yeah, it's a long time coming back.
Yes, and so Neil started his diving career in the Bahamas right here in South Bimini. Right? And what was the name of the place?
I started my diving career in Freeport in the 60s.
Oh, okay.
But then I came here and set up the first major dive operation in Bimini in 75 and was here for like 15 years, sold the operation as a franchise. But this has always been my favorite island in the Bahamas. I love it. And it's so great coming back here. I'm so excited about being back on South Bimini. And this property is absolutely beautiful. And to get my son involved and my daughter will be handling, you know, the reservations and sales and marketing and stuff. So I'm really excited.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to come over here and do some diving. We have to just kind of watch the place and check it out and kind of soak up the atmosphere this weekend, because we're not going to really do any diving. You got a dive boat on the way, or it's in the process of being retrofitted or something like that. Is that right, Neil?
The boat is going to be hauled next week just to do the bottom. It's ready to go. It got all the equipment already in Fort Lauderdale. Got the compressor system being shipped over next week on the freight boat. So we plan to be operational by the end of January.
End of January. So, it'll give us a reason to come back, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, we're soaking up the atmosphere. The Bimini Sands, the homes, these are really houses more than they are hotel rooms. These aren't really hotel rooms. They're kind of like high-end townhome condos or something that they have surrounding a horseshoe lagoon or something, right, Neil?
It's going to be luxury accommodations at hotel room prices.
Yes, and so in a lot of room. Great place if you have, say, I would say even, what, three, four couples. Some of the three-bedroom rooms here are really nice, and you could bring a small group and all stay in the same place, have a place to hang with a refrigerator and kitchenette and the whole thing and just chill, right?
Yeah, it's very well equipped also. The kitchen, you can just, they have everything for you. You know, the bedrooms, equipment, and stove, and AC.
It's just dryer, not that I want to do laundry.
Yeah, but it's really, really, it's great to bring the family, the dog, and friends. It's awesome. And every single unit has lovely, lovely views. So I absolutely recommend.
Yes, and you know, you're out there. This is definitely an out-island type of experience, but with all the amenities of home. I mean, you have Wi-Fi, so you can take care of business if you so desire. Some of the things have TV and the whole thing. So You got everything you would want at home, but you just happen to be sitting in paradise while you're enjoying it. So, you know, you want to hang in the room, go do some diving, go do some fishing, go doing just cruising up and down the Bimini Coast.
And it's paradise 20 minutes from South Florida. That's the really neat thing.
Exactly. You hop in your plane or even take a boat over if you have someone who can cruise you over. It's not that bad to actually take a boat over here for sure. But, yeah, our flight, you can take a little 15-minute flight and, bam, you are here. It is closer for us to fly to Bimini from Orlando than it is for us to say fly down to the Key West or something. It really is.
Absolutely. No. And out of Fort Lauderdale, like I say, it's a 20-minute flight, hour and a half boat ride on a fast boat.
Yes. So good times await you if you want to come out here and check this out yourself. BiminiSands.com is the website. Now, we are going to kick this, this party into high gear. Walt DeMartini, like I said, is around. He's been living on the island for a few days. He has home. We're going to sync up with him at the bar here at the Bimini Sands on the, what is this, the South Tip? Is that where we're going for the beach bar? Yeah,
the Bimini Beach Club.
Bimini Beach Club. Here we come for New Year's Eve. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
This is Dr. Samuel H. Gruber, the Shark Doc. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving and to political intrigue.
Everybody, lay low in Bimini, or be nothing new.
Yeah, you know, we are laying low in Bimini today. Here for New Year's Eve, Dr. Sonny Gruber not on the island this weekend. However, we got our pictures taken by the Shark Lab. You'll hear about that next week. We might even do a little tour at the Shark Lab that he manages here on the south side of Bimini. All right, Neil, so we are at the Beach Club, right?
The Bimini Beach Club, yes, which is part of the Bimini Sands. It's the Bimini Sands Bimini Beach Club, which is where the dive operation is going to be, which is where the best restaurant, not only in the Bimini, but maybe in the Bahamas, exists, which I think you're going to test. We just ate.
Yes, you know, I just did a little bit of everything. They had a massive spread of lobster, shrimp, you know, steak. Oh, man, it was good stuff.
And sushi.
And sushi.
You don't think it's sushi in the Bahamas. I mean, believe, that's fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. It's very, very good. And so they had quite a spread. So we've just finished that up. We've headed back over to the bar here. You walk inside the beach club here at the Bimini Bay Beach Club. And what's cool is you walk in and there's no floor. It's all sand. So it's kind of like a beach bar inside.
Yeah, you go from the sand bar to a gourmet restaurant. How cool was that?
Yes, exactly. You know, walk through the door, and then they have the whole spread and the whole thing. So they got it laid out pretty nice.
I love it when you rake the floor rather than mop it.
Exactly. The cleanup's easier,
yeah,
isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little Bahamian style, right? You know, right from the get-go.
Walt, when he gets the dry heaves, you know, you just cover it with sand.
That's right. Walt DeMartini is with us right now as well. He just popped into the festivities. Is that how it is, Walt?
Well, that's what Neil keeps telling me. He's been covering me up with I don't know what for so many years.
I just want to know what are you raking over exactly? Or do we probably don't want to even go there, do we?
I think we've just come from the sandbar to another sandbar.
Okay, fair enough. We'll you know, we bounce around. They got a bunch of pools. There's a pool out here. There's a outdoor like gazebo. There's a live band playing right now for New Year's Eve, and they're kicking it up. And of course, we got the fireworks coming up here for New Year's Eve as well that we're going to be right up and close and personal, right up next to the big cannons and mortar shells and God knows what else.
Yeah, we're going to be diving for cover. We're
yes.
Gonna be right, yes, sir. Right on top of it.
Exactly. Now, this place, this is where it's kind of like the local hangout or the hangout location for all of the townhomes and things for Bimini Bay, right?
Yeah, South Bimini has a bunch of private homes, weekend retreats and whatever, and it's a really neat little community of expatriates, and this is kind of one of the major hangs for South Bimini for sure.
Yes, see, they got the Christmas lights. These are up year round though, aren't they? They never take them down here.
It's Christmas all year round here.
That's right. So, you know, all the palm trees are decorated in lights and stuff. I mean, it is a cool place to hang out in the evening, whether it's New Year's Eve or not. Now, we're going to talk to Frank Jr., I believe, right? The
yes,
manager of this property.
The owner.
Okay. He's going to join us here in just a bit. He's taking care of the other guests right now. But, Walt, you have a little location here on the island, a little home away from home here on Bimini, right?
I was very fortunate to meet a really great diver, boat captain, a few years ago. And he had a little retreat over here, which is called Hog Heaven.
Hog Heaven. That is the name of the property.
The house.
It's Hog Heaven.
Hog Heaven. All the houses over here have names as opposed to addresses. And the area that he's in is called Port Royal. My good buddy just happens to be here with us now. So,
Dougie.
Dougie, say
Dougie
hello.
From Hog Heaven. How are you, buddy?
How you doing? Dougie's doing just fine. I'm so glad to be on the radio this evening. And I've been living here for off and on for 20 years, and we just love South Bimini. The atmosphere, the restaurant, the bar, everything is just a fun place to come. The diving is fantastic.
Yeah, well, no doubt about it. I've dove here a few times. We're not doing any diving this weekend. We're just out here celebrating with the local Bahamians and a few other folks that have traveled over from the States to hang. And is that how it happened with you? Did you come over here and fall in love with the diving, and the next thing you knew, you decided, hey, I'll just build Hog Heaven and kind of kick back and relax for a while?
That's basically what I did. I'm from Coral Gables in South Florida, and I came over here as an 8-year-old child and always had a dream of living here or buying something here, and then around 1990 it all came to fruition, and I've been enjoying Bimini and diving. I'm a free diver, and I go out and get fresh seafood almost every day. It is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, you know, Walt was telling me an idea. We may have to pull this off here maybe tomorrow. Come over to Hog Heaven, and I don't know how far do we got to go out, but he said you could jump off, do a free dive, get us some Kong, cook up the car, do like a little Kong salad type of thing, all within one segment of Scuba Radio. Is that true?
I can do that within an hour and a half of my house. I can go out and get the seafood, cook it up, prepare it. I have my own little herb garden, and we can put it all together. Within an hour and a half of showing up at my house and going out to sea, getting dinner and coming back, you'll be eating, and everything will be wonderful.
All right, well, okay, let's shorten that down to about 5 minutes. Can we do it in 5 minutes? We'll go out to the dive site, start recording a little segment of the show, and by the end of the segment, we'll be feasting on conch salad. Is that how it works here in Bimini?
That can happen every day.
Every day. That's the life he lives here on South Bimini.
One of the things Dougie has is a conch crawl underneath the dock.
A conch crawl?
Conch crawl. What do you mean?
Bimian term.
Okay. What's that mean exactly?
Well, he goes out and he catches conch, and if he doesn't eat them immediately, he keeps them in the crawl underneath his dock. So if he ever wants conch and nobody's been out fishing for a day or two,
the weather's bad. So it's, yeah.
All right, so it's like your own conch corral.
Exactly. Yeah. The conch corral is a Bahamian term, and it's just a fenced-in area in the water, and the conch will live up to a month or better in my crawl. But it's a very Bahamian thing.
Interesting. All right, so you can always have fresh conch if you can't get out to the deeper water offshore someplace.
Last time we were in town, there was actually a lobster who had crawled into the conch crawl. Now, he was a lonely lobster, but at least there was one.
Yes. Well, that's a good coincidence, actually. I would dig that. I don't know. What was that salad we ate on the buffet? Was that conch salad?
No, it was lobster salad.
That was lobster salad. Oh, my God. That was so good.
Oh, my.
I don't know who's the chef here at the beach club here, but Dougie, do you come over here and chow down from down the street from your pad and just hang out here sometimes, a lot of times?
Absolutely. They do a great happy hour, $1.50 beers, which is unheard of. The restaurant is top-notch. They fly sushi in or different seafoods, native of the Bahamas, three times a week. The Bimini Beach Club, they've done a bang-up. Frank Jr. has done a bang-up job here.
Yeah, well, there you go. So whether it's New Year's Eve or not, this is a good place to come hang and chill. And, 45 miles from Fort Lauderdale, 5 or 10 minute flight.
An hour and a half in the Go Fast boat.
And a dry martini, too. It's an hour and a half? Is that what we figured?
Hour and a half.
Yeah, going how fast?
The boat can make it in an hour and a half. Walt can't. He has to stop about every 20 minutes.
What's that all about?
I have no idea. That's since they took my catheter away, I have no idea.
I thought he was just stopping along for a little sightseeing. But maybe we learned a little bit more about Captain Walt and we really wanted to know. But what are you going to do? All right, more coming up from the New Year's Eve celebration in Bimini next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving New Year's Eve in Bimini. That's what we're doing right now. We're recording the show at the Beach Club at the Bimini Sands Resort. BiminiSands.com is the website to go to. Captain Walt DeMartini is with me right now, as well as Neil Watson, Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model. We are having a big time. Now, one of your friends was joining us on our little island golf cart tour today, and we stopped off at a few places. Who do we got here, Walt?
That's my buddy, Captain Bob. Captain Bob and I have been friends for years, and he's run all over the Caribbean for many years. Sometimes I think he might be a pirate, but I'm not real sure about that.
Is that true, Bob?
Well,
are you wanted by the law or the British Navy or something?
By the rum gods.
Okay, all right, fair enough. You and Walt, that's your bonding element there, rum, right?
That's it.
Exactly.
Well, we've been coming to Bimini for a number of years, and back in the sailing days, bringing charters through here and enjoying the islands and what it is.
Yeah, it's just a great place to just kick back and unwind, get away from everything. Short little flight, short little cruise, doesn't really matter. But this is a way to just get away from it all, isn't it?
That's it, the gateway to the Bahamas, and that's where we are.
So we took this little golf cart tour.
Earlier, and we had a nice little tour guide. What's your name again?
Oh, Sandy Davis.
Sandy, right. And she was really nice to kind of talk about this nature trail that we took part in on South Bimini. We're going to talk to the folks that helped put some of the activities together here at the Beach Club. However, we stopped off at the Fountain of Youth. And did you feel more youthful after you did that? I know Kelly did. She wiped the water from the well on her face to make her feel younger.
That's right. We all did, and I think we're feeling younger tonight.
Oh, yeah.
What was weird, now, Walt, you know, that's right around the corner from Dougie's house, and he said when he's been out running around on the go-kart, you use the Fountain of Youth for what? One of those pit stops because of that catheter thing?
I can't.
Yeah, he can't really say, yeah, but it made Kelly feel younger, didn't it?
Oh, I love it. That was my favorite spot to stop by.
Yes. Well, of course. And they do. They have the Fountain of Youth. We're going to learn about that and much, much more. Stick around to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're in Bimini.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 333. If you pick up a shell underwater...
I thought I sent you away, cretin.
Not only will you hear the ocean... You may also experience excruciating pain from the hermit crab's claws that burrows its way into your ear canal.
You see how wonderful life can be?
In the ocean.
With your maniacal...
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Did you have any trouble finding the new studio, Nick?
No.
GPSs are pretty cool, aren't they?
Yes, they are, but I didn't need one.
What? Did you use the force?
No, I had directions. I knew where I was and where I was going.
Okay, so in other words, you employed good navigational skills.
Yes, I did, Greg, and they're not just for diving anymore.
But underwater navigation is a good skill to have.
It really is. And why is that?
So you don't get lost.
Exactly. Underwater navigation skills are so important, entire specialties are built on them.
So what are the benefits of being able to navigate underwater?
Shoot, what aren't the benefits? At least half a dozen come to mind almost immediately.
Prove it.
Being proficient in underwater navigation helps you relax and avoid confusion or disorientation. You'll know where you are, where you need to go, and where you are in relation to your exit point.
Okay, that's one.
It helps avoid long surface swims, unless, of course, that was part of the plan. Poor navigation skills can leave you surfacing far from the boat, and that's generally not ideal.
That's two.
It maximizes your dive plan. Knowing where you are allows you to do what you plan to do, so you don't spend half your bottom time guessing and searching.
Three.
It avoids buddy separation. If you both know where you're going and are able to navigate there, you're less likely to lose each other.
That's four.
It conserves air.
Okay, wait. Time out. You're reaching for this one. Navigation conserves air?
It's the relaxation thing again. Confidence in where you are helps you relax, which keeps you calm, which helps you breathe evenly and slowly.
All right, five. One more.
You don't get lost.
Shoot, I should have seen that one coming. Man, that was a half dozen.
I can give you more.
And I'd love to hear them. But how about giving our listeners some tips on how to navigate?
There are several methods you can use, like natural navigation. Before you even get in the water, take stock of the waves, currents, or any landmarks on shore. Once you're underwater, use what's around you to stay oriented. Note the direction of the current and take stock of coral formations or bottom composition. If you're diving a reef or a wall, keep it on one side of you for the first half of the dive and reverse it on the return.
Sounds easy enough.
Well, it is. Another option is to use the underwater pattern. Swim in a predetermined pattern like a square or rectangle instead of choosing random directions.
Been there, done that. I use a compass myself.
And they're a terrific navigation tool. Set a heading to follow on your way out out and follow the reciprocal back in. There are lots of methods you can use and a lot to know about each one of them. The best thing you can do is to take a specialty course to learn the finer points and then practice what you've learned. Navigation is one of the most useful and safety-oriented skills you can have.
What's the point of diving the perfect site if you can't find it again? Good navigation skills always let divers know where they are, where they need to be, and where they want to go once more. Don't spend your time swimming in circles muttering, "I swear this was around here somewhere." Get yourself some training in underwater navigation. Practice and be the diver everyone else asks for directions. Do that and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back at the Bimini Sands Beach Club. Greg the Dive Master, Neil Watson the Dive God, Kelly the Brazilian Swimsuit Model. We got a plethora of fun folk that just are hanging out and celebrating New Year's Eve Bahamian style. And Neil, the man that's made this possible is with us now, right?
This is the visionary that put all this together, Frank Cooney Sr. I'm so excited about working with this gentleman. He has built an empire here on South Bimini, and it certainly looks a lot different than it did when I started here like 35-plus years ago.
Well, there you go. And Frank, thank you for having us. We appreciate it, and welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. Welcome. I'm very happy to have you here. I'm even more happy to have Neil because I've watched with envy as he did his thing over in North Bimini. I always felt South Bimini was the better part of the two, and I think now he's going to agree with me, you know, because we do things better, and people appreciate it more.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been fortunate enough to hang out with Neil for the last two New Year's Eve in Bimini, and we would take the boat down here to watch your fireworks display. Now we get to actually just stay on land right next to the mortars and watch these things go off. It's an impressive display. I've been raving about this for a couple years. Was this your brainchild or what?
Yeah, it is. Actually, I started over here in 1996. And I came and tried to buy the beach club. The guy that owned it said he wanted $3 million. I said, no, not from me.
Right.
So you
got it from someone else and gave it to him?
Or? Went up the road and got involved in the sands, built that, and started to build it. And then the guys that managed this place ran out of money, so I came and hired the manager. And the guys from the States couldn't keep it going, so I came in and bought it for the $1 million that I offered to begin with.
Got it. Okay, so now you just kind of brought it into the Bimini Sands property ownership group or something.
We put about $3.5 million in here. Unfortunately, Hurricane Wilma took part of that away with the 40-room hotel. But that's okay. I mean, we're doing great with just a bar and a restaurant and a marina, you know, and now with the dive operation, that's going to be even more positive cash flow. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and you've just built a nice little office complex right there on the beach for the next Neil Watson dive operation.
The dive shop is like on the sand. It's beautiful. Right next to the marina. You know, we've got the boat coming over in the next couple of weeks. We've got a great brand new air system coming in with Nitrox. We've got all brand new oceanic dive gear. And the exciting part, of course, as we've said before, Neil Jr. We've got Frank Sr. and Frank Jr.
Right.
And
Neil Sr. Big family affair.
And Neil Jr. It's a big family affair. Absolutely.
Yeah, we got my wife here too, Bridget, and she runs around, makes sure everything is clean.
Yes. Well, it's a beautiful property. It really is nice. And I know you guys are doing a lot of construction, but there's like a pool every 50 yards, it seems like. Pretty convenient.
Yeah, we just completed the infinity pool. We've got a little bit of a leak in it still, so we got to find that. We will in the next couple of weeks, and then we'll...
Well, that could be one of Neil's diving gigs.
Well, Neil told me he's going to teach me how to dive. I've never been I snorkel.
Yeah.
I've never been a diver.
That's easy. That's no problem. We'll do it.
Yeah, you've done the hard work if you're a good snorkeler. And they tell me you're quite, the naturalist. You like to protect the environment a little bit. We took a little walk on this nature trail. They said you had something to do with that. Is that right?
Yeah, that was something that I thought of. I said, hey, guys, come over here and go fishing. Leave the wife and kids here. After 2 days of sun, sand, and sea, they're saying, hey, you know, what's for me? Steve and Laurie know better, but anyway.
Yeah, we're going to talk to them. They help manage that aspect for you.
We put the nature trail in, and people love it. And in fact, it's amazing to me that we started a kids club with Katie and Grant, and we plant coconuts, and the kids make their parents come back here to see their coconut trees growing.
Which is great. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, and plus the whole marina that we have was made out of boulders that I brought in from Freeport.
So, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was that a necessity, or just thought that'd be a cool thing to do?
Well, I wanted to stop any surge in a marina. I also wanted to create a good echo environment.
Okay.
We got all sorts of lobster and all sorts of other fish up in that marina.
I was thinking that, you know, when I was walking around the marina today, I was like, my gosh, that is ultimate lobster habitat right there. So they are loaded up there, huh?
Yeah, but we don't let the locals go in there and get them. No.
So how do you do that? How do we work at it? Is that a thing you're holding back for Neil? Neil's dive operation.
We got a few of the people that come and rent. They run down in there and grab them.
Yeah.
And also the little duck pond out behind here, we stock that with conch. Now, we've got conch in there that are easily 12 inches across.
Wow. Okay. By the way, they call me the lobster slayer, Frank. So I could come in there and help you out in the marina there. I don't know if I'm a conch slayer.
I got to compete
with them.
Sharks,
huh?
By the fish cleaning tables there.
All right. Well, that sounds more like Neil's gig. So he can deal with the sharks.
Those crazy animals.
That's right. Right. So this conch, what do you do with this little conch? What is it, a nursery or what?
You know, we gather our own conch, use it here.
Oh, okay. So your own little conch pen, or what was Dougie calling that thing?
Conch ranch. They grow their own herbs, and they got lettuce, and they got a little...
We don't want to talk about their herbs. This is Aaron in the States.
My wife's got a garden. They call it Bridget's Magic Garden.
Yeah.
And we grow, every summer she'll have between 150 200 watermelons, which we give away to people that come into the marina.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, it's a huge property, so there's plenty of room for everybody to kick back and relax, get away from it all. But if you want to come together like we're doing tonight for New Year's Eve at the Beach Club, you just kind
of
get it.
We've got 85 acres of land we own here. So
they're starting a bonfire, fireworks in minutes. You'll hear all about it next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio.
Happy New Year to you. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master in Bimini. It's the day after. We're being serenaded by some of the feral cats here in Bimini for the New Year's Day. We have fast-forwarded 24 hours because everything that happened since the last segment was way too colorful to air. We'll have to save that for another day. So we fast-forward. We're back at the dock here at the Bimini Sands, and we're in the rolling studio with Walt DeMartini, the golf cart on wheels. And, Walt, who do we got here? Who are we going to talk to?
Well, I just ran into a really good friend of mine. We've known each other for 10 or 15 years. He's been on the island. He's done just about everything on the island that could be done legally. Right now, he's the dock master here at the Bimini Sands. And at Bimini Sands.
Bimini Sands, you got it right.
And I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about this marina right here. It's one of my favorites on the island.
Yeah, Doyle, welcome to Scuba Radio. And what does dock master mean exactly here, that you are master of the universe type of thing? Is that what you go with?
No, it's not actually that. What it is as long as customers come in there on our boats up
right
to 120 plus feet, we can accommodate you, and dock masters will take care of you as far as fuel. If you need customs and immigration assistance, we also do that. And if you need a slip for a few nights, you just come on in here and we'll take care of you, help you tie up, help you with just about everything you need. As long as we got it, we'll do it.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're the master of the universe, as far as I'm concerned. I would go with that if I were you. Feel free to take it and run with it, okay, Doyle?
Oh, yeah, because like I say, you know, we got about 65 slips that are available to, you know, anyone. You can just book and just come on in. And
now, how did New Year's Eve work out for you? You had a lot of boats in here yesterday. There's some people moving in and out today on New Year's Day. Was it pretty busy for you or what?
Yeah, it was pretty much like half full, you know, we expected that. And then, you know, we also had a few that just dropped by and came in just for the fireworks and the junkanoo that they had.
Right. Done. Does that thing make it a little bit more of a challenge, though, for you? Because some of these boaters are coming in, and then after they anchor, you know, it's New Year's Eve, they're starting to get a little crazy. They want to get their junkanoo on, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That's what it's all about. You know, you come here, and this is a party place, a weekend, a couple of days, a couple of weeks even. We'll take you on.
Yeah, you know, lost weekend, whatever you need. You got Doyle here to watch after you for your boat, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yeah, what's the biggest boat we got in here right now? Do you know offhand? There's some pretty nice yachts over there, I see.
We got about a 65-footer. But, you know, like I say, we go all the way up to about 120 feet. We can accommodate you.
Does size matter, or does it really, it doesn't matter, you'll take any?
Well, as long as we can get you in here, we'll be more than
happy. That's what she said. That's what I'm going with. Yeah, see, that's the Bahamian, you know, it's just that kind of hospitality they show everybody here. It's all good, right?
Yes, sir, it's all good.
Now, with that junkanoo we saw last night at the beach club, were you part of that or were you watching that as well? That was loud, but fun. They know how to crank it up here in Bimini.
No, I wasn't part of it, but, you know, it's always good to come out and watch that. And, you know, you got to have some kind of excitement to bring in the new year.
Yeah, that and a few fireworks, where they kept going off all evening, even after the big display. Did you follow that as well, or were those,
misfires?
Yeah, misfires or markers for people that needed rescue, that had a cocktail or two too many and then took a boat out.
No, it's all in the fun, you know. Mr. Frank Cooney, you know, he always does something special for the guests, and that's a yearly thing. Every year he does that.
Yeah. Well, this is our first one here, but we've seen it a couple times before, but that was a blast. But I would imagine for the workers that's a good time too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, they really enjoyed it, you know. It's all about having fun, you know, and, you know, unity. You got to be together.
Yeah. Now, New Year's Eve weekend, obviously very busy here at the Bimini Sands, especially from a boating or a dock master's point of view. Have there been any surprises for you this year, or just pretty much business as usual?
Yeah, just business as usual, you know.
It doesn't matter. So any weekend, this is like any typical weekend. It doesn't have to be New Year's Eve to have this much fun, I'm guessing, right?
No. You can have this fun just about all the time that you come here.
Yeah, Walt?
Doyle, are you involved in the other marina that's also owned by Mr. Cooney over on the beach club?
Only when I'm needed down there, then I would go down there. But Garrett is basically in charge down there.
And what's the size of the slips down there? You can handle boats up to about 120, 150, something like that. How many slips down there?
Now, if the boat is like over 100, they only have like two or three slips to accommodate them. But like I say, any size under that, they can take you.
Yeah, you know, I would imagine, they're staying at the property. This would be a better place for them to hang. If they just want to come in and chill at the beach club, that's what they would do up at that end, or what?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people like the beach club because, you know, they basically have it all to themselves. And, you know, they set up their grills and, you know, they just basically do basically what they want. Just have fun.
Right. Yeah. And you just take a little shuttle. They run a bus pretty much 24/7 back and forth to take people back and forth from this main hub, the Dockmasters area here at the Bimini Sands and the beach club where we had the fireworks and the party. It's just like, I don't know, half a mile up the road thereabouts, right? So what do you do in your off time, Doyle? What do you do for fun? Because it seems like you're having fun 24 hours a day anyway.
Well, I go to North Bimini. I've got a couple of uncles over there that has a conch salad stand, so I would go over there and just hang out.
Do you have a special recipe for conch salad?
Well, they've got the recipe. All you got to do is try it one time, and you're hooked. You're going to do it all the time.
Well, we're going to see if we can track down some conch finders or hunters or something for us and whip us up some Bimini conch salad. You got to do that. That's part of the ritual, or it's pretty much required before you're allowed to leave Bimini, right, is have some conch salad?
Oh, yeah, you got to have that. That's like a Bohemian Viagra.
Yes. Well, obviously, you look at me, and I don't need it. Neither do you, but everyone else does. Right, Doyle?
That's for sure.
Exactly. Good man. All right. We got hour two of Scuba Radio on deck. We got more coming up from the island of Bimini. Yes, it's the day after. We'll reflect on some of the things that we couldn't record because we were maybe a little too liquored up. But we'll reflect on them. They'll come back in waves, like flashback moments that we'll share with you in hour two. Stick around to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.